Perhaps a bit of inside baseball, but important nonetheless. The rules determine how House floor debate is conducted and how issues are resolved. Republicans hold the majority and make the rules with limited input by minority Democrats. Majority floor leader Stephen Tilley of Perryville opposes a move by Democrats in the practice of bringing a bill to the floor, not for debate, but to cut off amendments.
I clearly don't think it's a violation of the rules, but I also at the same time, after reflecting on it, believe that it's probably not in the spirit of the rules.
Tilley pledges not to do that this session, but to give the minority leader advance notice of when he plans to bring up a bill. Amendment sponsors will no longer have to worry about having their amendment hijacked and turned into something totally different. The sponsor will be able to withdraw the amendment if that occurs. Special House committees have been whittled from 27 to 7. In the past, the Speaker had appointed all members to special committees without input from the minority leader. Top Democrat Paul Lavoda of Independence seems satisfied with the results.
Last week as we started the session, we talked about bipartisanship. Our new governor talked about a new day in Missouri. And I think the fact that we're going to have our guiding rules for the next year, where every member gets their judgment to vote beyond any type of partisan pressure, I think is a great way to start.
Tilley says words are nice,
but at some point in time, you have to quit talking about being bipartisan and actually be bipartisan.
Time will tell. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.